Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's been 72 hours of huge, huge NFL news and headlines. To go over all of it, we're happy to bring in Jason Cole from the Bleacher Report. Been a friend of the show for a really long time, and we're happy to have him back on to talk about the very latest, Chip Kelly being hired by the 49ers. Jason, were you surprised that their arrow ended on Kelly when the wheel stopped spinning?
No, not terribly. I think, especially if they're trying to revive Colin Kaepernick, that would make some sense. I'm assuming they're going to try to, because I think that upper management would like to see if they can make something happen with Kaepernick between now and at least, April 1st, when they have to make a final decision on him, or at least make the next decision. I think, you know, in talking to team sources over the months, they've, you know, seen an opening, a glimmer of hope that perhaps Kaepernick can come back and play well or demonstrate something. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but if you're going to use him, you know, Chip Kelly's system certainly would seem to be a fit for what Kaepernick's talents are.
Right. I mean, if there's anybody who can get an NFL performance out of this guy, and if that person isn't Chip Kelly, I don't know if there is another consistent starting NFL performance to be found in this guy. It seems to be the fantasy coach quarterback combination that the two of them have probably been hoping for a little while. We'll see if it all works out. I think that we can almost draw a direct arrow between the two of them and say that they're both going to be in play next year. And I would bring Gabbert back, who I think is athletic and could be a read option guy if that's what's going to happen here. Now, listen to the man's phone blowing up. He is Jason Cole. He's working hard today. Why were there no other suitors, at least? Why was there no conversation of other suitors about Chip Kelly?
Because I think a lot of people are starting to have questions, and not everybody, but a lot of people are starting to have questions about his fit in the NFL, especially if you gave him personnel control. And I know he said he didn't want any, but people are always suspicious of that. I mean, look, here's the problem I have with Chip Kelly, because I think he knows the X's and O's just fine. I mean, he's proven that at the college level. I have a problem in that I think he's 10 years removed or 11 years removed right now from being a small college coach, University of New Hampshire. So how he got to have say over NFL talent and be a judge of NFL talent really kind of shocks me at this point in time. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But if he's not going to be in charge of the talent, then that's okay. Now, I do have some questions about whether his running game is rugged enough for the NFL and whether he's physical enough overall for the NFL. That's a major concern to me. That's why I thought, in some ways, Mike Shanahan was a better fit for what they were trying to do. But Chip Kelly, I totally get it. Again, you've got an asset here in Colin Kaepernick, and you want to see if he can make it. And if that's the case, then Chip Kelly makes a lot of sense.
Jason Cole from the Bleacher Report. Does Carlos Hyde make sense in a Chip Kelly offense? Could he be his LeSean McCoy, or will he be his DeMarco Murray, which essentially became Chip Kelly's Waterloo?
It's a great question. The good part about Carlos Hyde is they don't have a lot of dollars invested in him, like with DeMarco Murray. And I don't know that his talents – I think his talents are a decent little hybrid of both, which works pretty well for Chip, because Chip does – he definitely wants to have, you know, some power in his running game. I just think the problem with the power in his running game is that he doesn't – you know, he doesn't line up his offensive linemen and say, okay, look, we're facing an eight-man front. We just have to go win, and we're going to pound it, and you're going to have to power block all the time. Now, he talks a good game about it, but when you watch them actually practice the way that they're, you know, they block, and you watch their schemes, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. And to me, that doesn't hold up over a 16-game season in the NFL.
Dissension in the Eagles' locker room, was it based on the way he treated players, the way he was perceived to treat players, or was it about players rejecting his scheme?
No, I think it's mostly about him, and I don't think he knows, I don't think he understands that players are not interchangeable parts. They're not, I think that Chip believes his own BS. He believes in the system is going to work, and you know, I can put anybody in this system. And that's where his having control over personnel went sideways with his coaching. Because you can't trade out DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, and LaShawn McCoy and expect to have the same kind of offense. You know, the younger guys that you bring in are not going to perform as well. Sorry. This is a league that's based on talent. You have to have X-factor players. And those were three X-factor players, particularly DeSean Jackson and LaShawn McCoy, who changed the way the opposing team has to play. And that affects your X's and O's a whole lot more than any of your scheme and whether you're playing wide open, you know, whatever you're doing. You know, the talent affects everything a whole lot more than whatever some coach can draw up.
Jason Cole, Bleacher Report. Certainly looks like the Eagles leapt before they really looked. They're still without a coach, and we're running out of names you might be attracted in. Does that just show you how frustrated Lurie became with Chip Kelly firing the guy with a week remaining in the season and no real backup plan as coach?
Well, just because it's not done now doesn't mean it's not going to get done. I mean, what happens if he says, you know, in a week, you know, what happens if, you know, we wake up on Sunday morning, the New England Patriots are out of the playoffs, and he's making a phone call to Josh McDaniels?
Okay.
So all of a sudden, you know, everybody's like, oh.
Oh, that's what they were waiting
that
for.
That was clever. God, that's smart.
Hey, that's what we thought the Niners were waiting for after they, you know, sat down and got all flirty with you.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe they were waiting for a playoff guy to come through. Like, yeah. They talked to Chip, they talked to Hugh, they talked to Coughlin. No one's got an offer. They must be waiting for someone. Nope.
Well, somebody's going to coach the team. That's definitely the case next year. You know, even if it's one of their assistant coaches. Peterson's still out there. And
right.
Doug Peterson's a guy that I think that they would be comfortable with.
How many people have interviewed Jim Tom Sula?
For what?
Thank you. Jason Cole from the Bleacher Report. Let's talk a little bit about the stadium issue that was kind of resolved, I guess. I know the Rams think it was a good day, and for them it was. For the Chargers and the Raiders, I don't know if anyone can pretend that that was good news for these teams. What do you think happens?
San Diego's got, you know, they're in a good position. I mean, not the position they wanted to be in.
Right. Spanos thought that he was going to get at least half a stadium to run and call his. Now he's a tenant.
Maybe, but maybe there's two offers on the table there. One of them is a tenant deal. The other one's an ownership deal. That's what Kroenke said on Tuesday after this was done. Now, what do those deals look like? Okay, that's an important detail. You know, that's critical to be worked out, no question about it. But we'll find out what those details here in the coming days, weeks, about, you know, what it looks like and whether the Chargers think it's fair or not. Ultimately, look, I think the Chargers are moving no matter what.
Right. I do, too. There's no way Spanos can let his ego get in the way of not doing business in the Los Angeles market since he kind of fractured his business in San Diego. What do you think happens with Mark Davis, who is, you know, clearly got all the power of a rubber dinghy being tossed upon the violent seas?
Well, this goes back to how do you get leverage? So you got to wait and see what the Chargers do. okay, assuming the Chargers do actually go to Los Angeles, now let's take another look at the landscape. You've got St. Louis as an open market. He said he has no interest in that. San Antonio, he's flirted with them already. Maybe tough for him to get to Texas if Jerry Jones blocks him again, which would be one of the most nefarious things ever, because that would have meant that Jerry Jones blocked him in L.A. and blocked him in Texas. That would be amazing. And then we'll see, you know, what happens over the next couple of years in San Diego, because inevitably what you see out of these cities, when they lose a team, they want one back. And usually within 3, 4, 5 years, they're doing something pretty significant. St. Louis did it. Houston did it. Baltimore did it. Cleveland did it. I mean, we can go on and on down the line of the number of cities that have lost an NFL team and said, oh, God, we kind of really like doing that. Can we get one back? So I think San Diego is going to be in the market for, you know, maybe for the Raiders at some point, and then when they finally say, oh, yeah, Qualcomm really is decrepit, isn't it? This is terrible. Maybe we should build something new in town, and or at least help somebody build something new if they decide to come here. So I think that's a possibility here in the next couple of years.
You think St. Louis is out of the football business for the rest of our lifetimes anyways?
I know people in Jacksonville don't like to hear this, but if I'm Shad Khan, and I'm looking at the Jacksonville market, and I'm looking at the St. Louis market. St. Louis market's a better market, and I'm from there. I'm from, you know, South Illinois. Went to the University of Illinois. Tried to buy the Rams once before in St. Louis. Probably like to think about it again. So I think that's something that's out there. That's a possibility, and certainly if I was St. Louis, I would be trying to go get, you know, a favorite son again, even though Kroenke obviously didn't work out, and he's a Missouri guy.
By the way, while we've been talking, a lot of people are saying the Eagles have made their move. Chiefs offensive coordinator Doug Peterson, it is. There it is. It's probably why your phone was ringing.
Probably.
Well, we'll let you go pick it up, man. I know you got a lot of stories to chase. What a week for headlines. It's been good for the show, I'll tell you that. Thank you, Jason.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. We'll see you soon. Jason Cole from the Bleacher Report. He'll be all over Super Bowl week, I'm sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.